We're going to talk about fireworks safety and your children. The new national poll from Mott Children's Hospital is out on children's health, and it looks like some parents are skipping steps to minimize firework risk to kids. I'm always surprised by these reports. Joining us is Sarah Clark. She is the Mott Poll co-director. 1 in 5 parents would allow children 10 or younger to help set off fireworks. I guess I'm floored by that. It seems like such a rite of passage and a lot of fun and patriotic, and it's the time of year to do it. But it can be so dangerous, Sarah.
It can be, but you know, parents can really reduce those risks with just a little bit of planning and just making sure their job is to stay on top of it.
All right. So that's what we're hoping to do here, is to educate parents, because it turns out from this poll that some parents are overlooking burn and injury risks for their children, right?
Mm-hmm, very much so. And again, it's thinking ahead. So even things as simple as, one of the worst things that we saw parents not doing was having water around when their kids are, for example, using sparklers. And that's just a simple thing parents can do. Have that bucket of water there. Teach kids, as soon as it burns down, put the sparkler into the water. That way you are reducing that risk of burns.
I tell this story every year, and I think it's worth repeating. I was 9 years old. My friends and we were up at a lake in northern Minnesota, and there were sparklers. I was too scared to touch them, and so I didn't. And I'm so thankful I didn't, because one of my friends burned her arm all the way up the arm and still has the effects of that today to show for it. So these are very serious concerns.
You know, one of the things when we're talking about sparklers with the littler kids, one of the things that parents have to do is think about whether their kid is ready for this. And you know, if they say, yeah, I'm not sure my kid is good enough at following directions to do this, there are other options. There are LED sparklers that will still have the sparkle, but not that risk of burns. So parents have choices out there. They just need to think about what's right for their family.
I did not know there are LED sparklers. Oh, that's really cool. So tell us a little bit about the things you found out as far as how parents handle these kinds of things during the 4th of July.
Yeah. So with sparklers, parents rate themselves as really quite good at enforcing the rule of, you know, hold the sparkler out away from your face, right? Mm-hmm. They're a little less good about making sure the kid wears shoes. That's really important. It is easy for kids to drop the sparklers and then somebody runs by. A burn on the bottom of your foot is no fun. And the other things that they're not so great at are using only one sparkler at a time and making sure the kids stay at least 6 feet away from each other. So, you know, the fun of sparklers is twirling them around, but you gotta just stay on the kids, keep your distance so nobody gets hurt inadvertently. And with fireworks, you know, those family or neighborhood fireworks that for a lot of neighborhoods are so much fun. The big area where people aren't doing very well is making sure they are at least 100 feet away from where the fireworks are being set off. If you're using those aerial fireworks, the Roman candles, the bottle rockets, those kinds of things. It's really easy to underestimate how far back you need to be, but that's an important part of making a safe plan for your family 4th of July celebration.
All right, these are all great reminders. Sarah, tell everyone about the Mott poll each month, and who are you polling across the country?
So we work with a vendor called Ipsos. They have 40,000 households across the country, all 50 states, all income levels, all race, ethnicities, all flavors and varieties of Americans. And they pull a nationally representative sample of parents for us for these mock polls. So we have Michiganders in there, but we also have parents from all the other states. And that gives us a nice flavor of what parents across the country might be thinking.
Love that. And it's always revealing to see what parents are thinking about some of these very important issues regarding their kids. We're talking with Sarah Clark. She is the Mott Poll co-director. The C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health comes out every month. And the findings this time revealing that there are areas that need improvement in fireworks safety. One thing that I don't think a lot of people think of is wearing safety goggles. And we saw the meteorologist from Channel 7 in Detroit have an issue where he was setting off a firework and it hit him in the eye, and he now has had that eye replaced, and he's been very outspoken about it, and which is a great thing to be able to share his story to warn others. I don't know too many people who would think to wear goggles when setting these fireworks off, Sarah.
In our poll, and this was the adults talking about, mostly adults setting off fireworks, only 1 in 5 wore eye protection. The thing is, it can go very quickly if you're going to have a firework that acts in a surprising manner. It does something you don't expect, right? That can happen so quickly you don't have a chance to get out of the way. And that's why the eye protection is so important, because you know, he always seemed to me like a very careful person. It just can go bad really quickly.
Yeah, so it can happen to the best of us, right? I mean, you know.
That's why what you're trying to do is plan ahead. And that's why having the water nearby, having the people stay far away, thinking about pets, where are they going to be, making sure they don't run close to the area. All of that is to just minimize the risk so you can have a fun celebration where nobody gets hurt.
I'm starting to see some pushback on fireworks just in general from people because of pets. It seems like there are more pets today who freak out because of fireworks, and a lot of neighborhoods where they allow fireworks to go off, it seems to start earlier than ever. It's not just on 4th of July, are kind of pushing back on that because of what it does to their animals. I love the patriotism of this, but I like professionally done ones just on the 4th of July and I'm done with it. I don't need it all year round, but there are laws here in Michigan and other states that dictate when you can set these off and the time you can do it. But it's just funny how we've changed over the decades how we view this, Sarah.
You know, the thing with pets is, for parents, that's a good way to talk with your kids about safety. So when you think about how are we going to do this? Okay, well, how are we going to make sure that Rover is safe during this? We want to make sure Rover is far enough away. And as you're talking with the young ones about keeping the pet safe, you're also getting in their heads, oh, well, that, you know, you have to stay away from this, or you have to be careful to pick everything up so that no one steps on something and gets burned. So you can use that pet to help you teach some of those good parenting safety lessons.
Yeah. Even something that's somewhat innocuous, like the snakes. Remember the snakes that you would light and they would kind of circle up? You have to have a fire starter for those. So, you know, even something that doesn't seem like it would be that bad can go wrong whenever you're using these kinds of devices, right?
Absolutely. And you know, a big thing that people need to do is buy legal fireworks and read the directions. Some fireworks need bracing. Some of them have different requirements. And so it isn't like, oh, 5 minutes before we get started, let's get out there. It's like, no, take a little bit of time, read those directions, make sure you understand what you're buying and what the requirements are to set that firework off safely.
Yeah, very good point. So the New Mott poll shows that 1 in 5 parents would allow children 10 or younger to help set off fireworks. Is there an age you're recommending that perhaps, is the minimum age that one should start this kind of thing?
I think it really has to be individualized to your kid. And, you know, when parents kind of assess what their kid might be able to handle, think about how your child acts in really exciting situations, right? So, you know, do you have a 3 or 4 year old who can't even wait at the car while mom's getting the stroller out, runs across the parking lot to get to the playground? Yeah, that might be a kid that's not mature enough to start with the sparklers. Do you have a kid that is really good about following directions and putting together, assembling toys. Maybe that's one that will be helpful in reading through the directions and getting things set up for the fireworks display. So kids can be involved in different aspects of planning and implementing that fireworks, that home fireworks show as they get older. It is absolutely up to parents to know their child's maturity level and capability level and have them do the part that's safe for them at that age.
Sarah Clark, she is the co-director out of the University of Michigan for the Mott Pole. You can visit mottpole.org. It is the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital national poll each month on children's health, asking parents different questions pertaining to their kids and their health. And keep in mind, nearly 16,000 people went to emergency rooms because of fireworks injuries in 2020. And that was a 56% increase from 2019, according to a report from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And the Mott poll suggests that some parents need to be more diligent in maintaining a safe environment for using sparklers. Visit mottpoll.org to check out the poll for yourself. Our thanks to Sarah Clark. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.